Being tuned in means
caring about what happens to you, not politicians.
Seville 1075 and 1260 WCHV.
Mostly sunny skies, although we do have the chance for a stray shower making our way up into the lower 80s.
62 degrees outside of the Automated Office System studios this Thursday morning at 5:30. And from the WCHV and CBS 19 newsrooms, it's local news first.
An unidentified Waynesboro man was arrested at the Charlottesville airport after a small gun was found in his carry-on bag.
Americans for Prosperity of the Skyline region of Virginia are holding another True Cost of Government event, this time in Waynesboro. Field Director Flint Engelman was on WCHV Radio and said,
"A gas price drop event this Thursday, August 18th in Waynesboro, from 11:30 a.m. To 1. This will be at the Main Street Market Exxon."
Governor Glenn Youngkin is headed to Michigan soon to campaign for Republican gubernatorial candidate Tudor Dixon. Youngkin will headline the Michigan GOP convention, which will take place on August 27th. Like Youngkin, Dixon is emphasizing education issues and parental involvement to defeat the incumbent.
Though Election Day is not until November 8th, election season, or the 45 days of early absentee voting permitted by Virginia code, begins in just over a month, and Governor Glenn Youngkin is asking Virginians to serve their community and help each other vote as poll workers. To find out more, you can go to elections.virginia.gov.
Charlottesville police continuing their search for John Milton Harris III, who was last seen on July 1st.
Today, the Fluvanna County Fair begins, runs through the Pleasant Grove. Admission is $3. Kids under 2 are free. Tonight, there's a special everyone under 18 free admission to the fair. Parking is free. Lots of food, fun, and rides, and monster truck rides.
From the CBS 19 newsroom, I'm Beau Sykes.
And here at the Automated Office System Studio, 61 degrees with the Bloomberg Money Minute, Fox News, and your CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast coming up next on the station that lets you take the Joe Thomas in the Morning program with you wherever you go, even if it's not in the morning. Listen to podcasts through the Seville 107.5 free smartphone app.
This is your CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast for your Thursday. We're talking mostly sunny skies, although we do have the chance for a stray shower yet again during the afternoon hour. Similar to yesterday, most of us saw nothing. Most of us just saw sunshine. Same thing again today, making our way up into the lower 80s before tonight dropping down into the lower 60s, keeping partly cloudy before sunshine returns for a Friday. I'm CBS 19 meteorologist Grant Chungo for Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.